I'm Gloria Grover, and welcome to the world-famous Phil Henry Show Netcast. And today, I'll talk with Davis Gavin about the miracle that brought him to Elcott the next step. Yes, indeed, and a wonderful day it is, and I want to thank Phil as I usually do, and we're always grateful to Phil for him opening up the airwaves to Elcott the next step, to the message that we have that we want to impart to so many of you that are in need of a new way, of the new brew, if you will, at looking at things and trying new things in your life. And the ego-free way of Elcott the Next Step, we think, is the way to go. Today I want to introduce you to Davis Gavin. And Davis Gavin came to Elcott the Next Step in not a very good shape. Davis had had a series of accidents and physical problems that brought him almost to the breaking point. And he came to Elcott the Next Step at that breaking point, but was able to apply some of the principles, one of which that we have not spoken of is invoking the Hevener. Hevener Elcott is our founder, but we do not pray to deities per se. What we do is funnel our energy and intention through a vehicle. And that could be a mandala or a physical symbol, or it could be the name of one of the prime individuals, one of the prime overlords or overseers, or any member of the cleric Dumont. And that is Elcott the Next Step. Basically, that's a term that means cleric unending. And so we bring here Davis. And are you comfortable, Davis?
I am, thank you.
You had a very, very tough life, or at least when we found you, and quite literally we did find you, up at our Redeemery on the highway up there just in front of our Redeemery. Can you tell us about that?
I certainly can. I had been walking to find the Elcott front door, and I had known that it was in a Big Sur area, and there's a Redeemery there. And I think, as you mentioned, I want to thank the Hevener. I had walked from San Francisco, which is where I had decided I must leave and go to the Elcott Redeemer.
You'd heard Dr. Elcott on the Phil Henry platform.
I had heard, I don't know where I'd heard. I'd heard Dr. Ed Elcott speak of it. I don't know where or who or can't tell you that.
All right.
I had been in a hotel room in San Francisco, and the left leg had been pinned under. You have to understand there's a series of events.
No, I understand.
That led to me finding that my left leg was pinned under a couch. And I had known how I got that way. I had been involved in ways that were disgraceful.
And that is an Elcott term, ladies and gentlemen, for an immoral, not just an immoral, but a physically a debilitating immoral act where you had been...
I had been so engaged, yes.
All right.
And I found my leg pinned under a couch, and I just said, Hevener, you got it. You better get something.
I understand.
I said, you had better start doing whatever it is you do, because...
And what happened?
I got the leg out, and it was...
Here's some water.
Thank you.
This is wonderful. I'm glad that those of you who are joining us today are there, because you're hearing, for the first time, a real-time moment when an individual in need of Elcott the Next Step, Hevenered, and became affixed. Go ahead.
And I want to also thank you, Ms. Grover, and your son Larry, for the kindness that you've shown.
You're welcome.
And Dr. Ed Elcott and the Beans Halberstam, Casper Berger, and some of the others that I've known. But I...
Go ahead with that. When did you Hevener?
I invoked Hevener. I couldn't get the leg out from under a couch. I'd seen underwear. And I knew that something had happened.
Right.
And I knew that I had grossly manifested ego, and that as a result, I had one leg pinned, and the other foot was, I can't say it was malplaced, but the other foot was turned inward, and I had a leg pinned.
Right. When you say you saw underwear.
It was a young lady's. And I'd known that I had done it, and I had been in San Francisco, and it was a meeting of buyers for Rebin, which is a menswear company.
And you're a buyer for them?
I was a buyer for them. I was summarily removed from my position when this young lady whose underwear had been left in a hotel room went to my superior, Newcomb Wisen.
That was your boss?
Yes. And had told Newcomb that she and I had been so engaged. And so I've got a leg pinned.
And Mr. Wisen was the one who came in?
Why? Well, Mr. Wisen came into the hotel room and seen my leg pinned and the other foot turned inward. And there was paint on my upper body. There was paint on my face. That I'd had lipstick with gigantic red lips painted on my face and two round big red.
Right. You have to tell the story here, Davis.
All right. Two big round red, you know, circles where the upper chair, the upper nipple area, those had been painted with lipstick and an arrow pointing down.
An arrow pointing at your manhood.
Yeah, an arrow done in lipstick. So. And I couldn't get the leg out, and I said, I had to do that. I knew that as soon as I got my leg removed, I would make my way to Ellicott the next step.
And you were going to make your way down to Big Sur. Did you have a car?
I had no visible means. No visible means, no ma'am.
We're talking with Davis Gavin, a man who has hevnered and is now an initiate in Ellicott the next step. I'm Gloria Grover. And you might say this is a testament. This is a, what would you call this, Davis?
Well, I don't call it anything like, I would not want to call it a testament because I don't want it to be associated, because I had been a part of some of the other churches and I didn't like it.
You didn't?
No, I didn't like it at all. And I don't want to have anything to do with any of it. And I don't want to.
Had you had a situation like this before?
I had been a member of a church, the Milcom Church of Dextertown in Northern California.
And that was a traditional?
That was a traditional. And I'd joined up because I'd been running afoul again of my own best interests. I'd run afoul of my own nature, and I was fooling again with, animals. But I nothing bad. I couldn't keep away from the animals.
I see.
And when they found me in a barn, and they found me stabled.
All right. I think it's a good time, because we want to get to the point where you get to Ellicott, the Redeemery in Big Sur.
Yeah, and I knew that there was one in Hawaii, but I couldn't.
You weren't going to be able to walk to that.
No, I wasn't going to. And I couldn't walk to Wampaw, New York, where the other one. Now, I heard there was a new one in Ventura, California.
Yes.
And I knew that was way south of Big Sur. So I decided to make my way. But I had to get my leg. I had to get the leg out from under. It was wedged under a couch. And somebody had turned some bookshelf on it. I had to get the leg out, and then I had to clean the lipstick off of my chest and the arrow pointing to my, you know, my private.
Yes.
And so I knew I'd have to do, I knew it. I just knew it. I knew I needed pants, and I couldn't find my pants. I knew that once I got the leg was, I got it unwedged, I found a pair of women's bell bottoms, and I put them on.
You did?
Yes, I did. I put on the women's. I lost them eventually somewhere between there and Big Sur. I had no pants on when I got there, but I'd put on a pair of women's flare slacks. And I've thought on that a lot, you know.
I understand. All right. Davis Gavin is our guest. I'm Gloria Grover on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. There are a great many ways for you to access the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, the backstage pass, of course, listening to the free live podcast every day. There are a great many ways to reach out and touch all of us here at the Phil Hendry Show. I'm Dr. Ed Elcott, and I have only one interest in you reaching out, and that is the Elcott The Next Step podcast. That's what I'd like you to listen to. I'd like you to get a subscription to the Phil Hendry website for that reason and that reason alone. Thank you, Dr. Elcott, but there are other reasons. I'm Phil Hendry. There is the archive. There is our digital archive. There are a variety of our video casts. There are a variety of our Philcasts, long and short form comedy. We have home movies. We've mentioned all of these before to you. It's almost an embarrassment of riches. It really is. It's almost, there's almost too much stuff. It's just, it's almost like we're giving it away. It's almost like I wish, don't do it. Don't you dare raise the price because I could barely, I'm not raising the price at all. We haven't raised the price at the world famous Phil Hendry Show. We haven't raised the price on our website since 2010. Dig that. The world famous Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com. The greatest value online, not in porn.
Welcome back to Gloria Grover. I'm Gloria Grover. We have Davis Gavin with us, and this is an Elcott The Next Step special presentation here at the Phil Hendry Show website, and we're grateful to have you, Davis.
I appreciate the opportunity to tell my story and tell how it was for me.
So Davis is telling us about coming to Elcott The Next Step. You were pinned under a couch. The leg was pinned.
My leg was pinned. I was at a hotel in San Francisco.
Can you tell us which one?
I'd rather not. I'm not proud of it. I'm not proud of any of it. And I looked for the young lady that I had paid. I'd paid American money. I paid her. I've looked for her to apologize to her for some of the things I paid for.
Well, you didn't harm her, did you?
No. No, I didn't harm her, but I asked for things, you see.
Uh-huh.
And I had been drinking and using some drugs.
And that's when you found your leg stuck.
My leg. So I tried to get the leg. I tried so much to get the leg out. And I prayed. I didn't pray, but I remembered some things I'd heard on the Elcott The Next Step podcast. He said, you can hevener. That is, utilize the hevener.
Through which you can make your intention known.
Yes, and I said, I'm going to utilize hevener, just if I can get my leg. And I did. It was wedged. And I said, if I could get my leg, and if I could get the other leg turned the right, the other foot turned the right way, I got it out, and I began my walk to San Francisco. I had the leg dragging, but I was so grateful.
And so you walked from San Francisco, you mean?
I'm sorry, yes. I walked from San Francisco, Big Sur. And
you were dragging the other leg.
I was dragging it because it was no good. It was after the night that I'd had with these three women and the amount of money I spent for the different things we did. The leg wasn't going to be any good for at least a week. And
so you had to drag it.
Yeah, but I was grateful that I had the one good one that I could take a step forward and drag, take a step forward and drag.
Davis, this is an amazing story. And how long did it take you to walk from San Francisco to the gates of the Big Sur Elcott Redeemery?
It was a couple of, seemed like it was a couple of days, maybe 3 days, down Coast Highway. And I remember at one point, I had no pants on, and I said, this is bad.
And you didn't get arrested?
No, that's the miracle of it. I had no pants. I barely had a T-shirt, and I had flip-flops. And I said to myself, and also again, I was invoking Hevener, and said, this is ridiculous. I hope I'm arrested. And that I'm never let out of the jail.
Now that's why would you say that?
Because that's how I felt. I really did. I was dragging one leg, no pants on, T-shirt. It was bad. And I found a wrapper, a candy bar wrapper, and I had recalled that it was a candy bar that had that I'd had enjoyed a Milky Mounds.
You mean Milky Way?
Yeah, it's a Milky Way, and I put the wrapper. I tried to use the wrapper as a way of covering myself. It was no, it didn't work, and I. But it was, I believe, the heaving ring and the consistency of the heaving ring that I could walk down Pacific Coast Highway with no pants on and a hot 105 shirt, and I was not arrested. And that was a blessed time, just the whole of the time with no pants, blessing and thanking the heaving with a hot 105 T-shirt.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I had a T-shirt that said Hot 105 on it, and I had no underwear, and I had the rubber flip-flops. I made my way down, and I got to the front gates of the Elcott Redeemer, and I knocked on it, and that's when there was a gentleman by the name of Overlord Slim Wickham.
Yes, one of our overlords.
And Slim opened the gates, and I'll never forget as long as I live. He held his arms open, and he said, You're a mess, but you might as well get in here because we can fix everything. He said, where do you want to start? You got a leg that, I said, I'm dragging the leg. And he said, by Heavener. And he put his hand on the upper buttock, which I was afraid of, but he calmed my fears. He said, I'm not putting my hand on your, he said, on the cheek of your, I don't.
Well, go ahead.
He said, I'm not putting my hand on your ass cheek for anything other than to vibrate the musculature and to enable the leg.
Right.
What, you...
No, I'm I believe you.
It sounded like you're incredulous, but he said, we're going to heal, we're going to try, and he said, we're going to try like a son of a bitch, is the way he put it, to get that leg... to where you know, and so when I sat down in the Heavener lounge, because they said you'd come to us by way of a Heavenering, and I said yes I had.
And for people that don't know, a Heavenering again is invoking of Heavener Elcott.
Yeah, there's a lot of different ways.
There are different ways you can simply initiate by way of Dr. Elcott's lectures. There's many ways.
Yeah. But I felt I needed a Heavenering, and I came in, I went to the Heavener Lounge and sat there, and I would go back to get myself coffee or water, dragging a leg or doing a one point, the leg I dragged, but I did a limp that I elevated about 3 feet higher than when I would go way up and then way down, just going over to get water.
This was you limping?
Yeah, and I way up and then way down. And then drag it. And this man, Overlord Slim Whittem, said, you know, that leg's pretty wrecked. I said, yeah. And so he said, why don't you get some pants on? And this was 2-3 hours. See, that was the thing I appreciated. No one hassled. No one gave pressure.
You sat in the Heavener Lounge with no pants on for 3 hours.
For 3 hours. And no one said anything. They just went about their business. And I'd get up and drag the leg over or do a limp where I went up about 5 feet and then come down to about a foot off the ground and went up 5 feet.
So that was very pronounced.
Yeah, you bet. And I read up some more on Elcott, the next step.
And went, so you put the pants on.
And I got on the pants. And because the leg was turned in, I couldn't get the pant leg over the one leg, and the other leg was no good at all. And I want to thank a couple of the Elcott Priesterlies come over, and they lifted my leg up and put it into the pant leg. And I said, thank you. And they said, you're very welcome.
And so then what happened? So when did your leg ever come back to full use?
Well, as I said, they put the leg into a pant leg.
The one that wasn't...
The one that I couldn't put any weight on, yeah. And then I had on a pair of tight jeans. They put this is what they put me into, skin tight jeans and what used to be called beetle boots, but they're basically ankle boots.
Uh-huh.
and kind of a wife, what they call wife beater T-shirt. One of the Elcott Uns
Those are the Elcott Nuns. We call them Uns.
Yeah, come over and started to lubed up my hair, put some oil and mousse in my hair, and gave me a pompadour.
Okay.
So within 3 hours, I had on skin tight jeans, these beetle boots, and the wife beater with a jelly roll hairdo.
At the Elcott Redeemery.
Yeah, at the Elcott Redeemery, and I said, I want to thank you. I said to Overlord Slim Whittem, I said, I want to thank you, because about 2 hours ago I had no pants on and the leg was, I had it wedged, and now it's unwedged, and now I have on pants. I have a hairdo, and I can tell you.
You felt good, didn't you?
I felt good. I felt better than I had in a long time, I can tell you that. But it was just one of those things where you, and within 3 hours, you know.
We've lost our internet connection, and don't be frightened. There's quite a bit of wind here at the El Pacifico.
I noticed that when I come in.
How did you get here tonight, by the way?
I had come down from Big Sur on a bicycle that I'd borrowed from the Hepcat Newton, who's
Hepcat is one of our priesterlies.
Yeah, but he's aspiring to be a overlord, and I hope that someday that I'll be an overlord too. Because I can tell you, when I was in that hotel room and I had the leg that it was wedged, and I felt like I couldn't hear anything, I felt my ears were larger than they were.
Oh, so you had a number of maladies.
I did, and I got to the Big Sur Redeemery, and they put me in the skin tight jeans. I felt as if my face had gotten smaller, and I felt like I had a tail.
You did.
Yeah, and it was.
Davis Gavin has been our guest here on the Phil Hendry Show. This very special, special interview with Davis Gavin, who invoked Huebner and has become an initiate in Elcott, the next step. I want to just conclude that you felt you had a tail.
Yes.
This is significant in Elcott, the next step. When we have people who come to us, especially people that have been dragging a leg behind them,
yeah,
and they could swear they have a tail, oftentimes the very first steps into Elcott, you do grow a tail for a day, but that is symbolic of great strides.
Yeah, because I had talked to a nephew of mine, my brother's son, and I had told him that I had gone with no pants on down to Big Sur, and that I had grown a tail. And naturally, you know, he tries to walk around behind me to see if I had a tail.
Of course.
And he said, yeah, I'll never forget, he said, you don't have a tail anymore and you got money. You know, it's one of those difficult put-downs that they do to you.
Well, the people, the you people, as we call them,
yeah,
they're going to keep you locked in ego.
Yeah, I said to him, I have a tail. And I'll tell you right now, I've been all around the world and I've seen female impersonators up on Columbus Street in San Francisco, and I'm telling you now, I've got a tail. He said, you do not. And I said, there, right there.
That's what they'll do.
Yeah, I said, so you're, that's how lost you are. I said, I had no pants on and my leg stuck under a mattress or a bed, you know, in the...
Under a couch?
Under a couch, something. And I had my leg stuck under furniture, and I had on no pants. And I wore a pair of women's, I wore a pair of women's poodle pushers.
Pedal pushers.
Yeah, a pair of women's pedal pushers. I wore women's pants all the way to the Redeemery. And those people gave me skin-tight jeans and beetle boots and put my hair into this here jelly roll. And he just shook his head, and I said, you know, his name's Cobb. I said, Cobb, you're lost. You're lost without no redemption. I said, but I've been to the Redeemer and I have redemption. And he said, and you think you got a tail? I said, I have a tail. I said, you don't have, you ain't got.
I understand. Yes.
So if I have a tail, I'm getting up on it pretty good.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Did you know anyone what had a tail?
Yes. My late husband, who died before he could be fully invoked and platformed in Elkhart, he grew a tail for 3 days.
And then he passed on?
Yes, but that had nothing to do with the tail.
Okay.
Don't you look nervous.
Well, I've had a lot to worry about the last several days, walking to, you know, waking up with my leg wedged and having a tail. I want to thank again Elkhart for the skin tight jeans.
We want to thank all of you for joining us here on the world famous Phil Hendry Show for today's Phil Hendry Show presentation. Gloria Grover, Davis Gavin, and the Hevenering. We want to remind all of you to join Dr. Ed Elkhart on Sundays for Elkhart The Next Step. It's been a great joy, and thank you again, Davis.
Thank you, and is that music that's in my headphones?
That's in your headphones, yeah.
Okay.
All right, and Phil will be back tomorrow.